Hello. I hope you enjoyed listening to the music and the message on this CD. If you've received this disc from us personally and you're saved, praise God, enjoy the music and the fellowship. We thank you. If you do not know Jesus, I pray that God has spoken to you somehow through us and the lyrics and the music on this disc. If you've obtained this in another way, I would thank the person that gave it to you. It means that they care about you and they love you greatly, and they're trying to lead you to Christ. And to lead you to Christ is to lead you to eternal life. So don't miss the opportunity. This is God ordained. Nothing happens in this life by chance or accident. We all have an eternal destination after we die. You're either going to be in heaven or you're going to be in hell. The songs on this disc contain the Word of God. It's the truth, and it is life. We may have put music around it, but the essential message is there. We need Jesus. Jesus said, "No man comes unto the Father but by me." So if you want eternal state in heaven, you need Jesus. No man or woman has ever done anything worthy of going to heaven and being with God. We are already sentenced to a lake of fire and punishment when we die. It's through God's grace and love that He chose to save mankind. But we need to believe in the one whom He sent. This is the gospel summed up. Jesus was born of a virgin, so He would not have the original sin passed on through man from Adam. He then, being God in the flesh, was sentenced to die in our place. God the Father was pleased to punish His innocent Son so we could be saved if we only believed in Him. His word says, "God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." It doesn't stop there. If Jesus was still in His tomb, He would be no better than Buddha or Muhammad or any other religion out there that claims they have the way. No other man claiming can be a God. But the fact is, He's not in His tomb. He lives again. His resurrection was witnessed by hundreds and hundreds of people in His day. And because He lives, those who will believe in Him will also share His resurrection from this dead body. Do you feel an emptiness that you continually try to fill with things of this life? And when you do, do you notice that it's never enough, or that you have to keep refilling it? That's because that hole can only be filled with Jesus. That hole is a part of your spirit where God wants to live. You may be contented for a time having filled the hole with whatever, drugs, sex, money, some other thing that won't last, nor is it guaranteed to last beyond today. But you will still die in your sins. And since none of these things can be eternal, none of the things I mentioned, any of the drugs or sex or whatever you fill that hole with, they're not eternal. So you have no comfort when you die. You are permanently sentenced to hell without comfort. And just to clear up a myth about hell and Satan, hell is not a party for the sinners. Satan is not sitting on a throne in hell. He's sitting right next to you suffering the same fate. There's nothing to be comforted by other sinners in hell. There's no end to the suffering. It is eternal separation from God. Satan will be there right next to you if you do not choose Christ. So again, how do we avoid this judgment, which as sinners we certainly deserve because we've all fallen short of the glory of God? The answer is to have faith that Jesus is God and that He came to earth through a virgin birth as a man, died in our place, rose from the dead and ascended to heaven to prepare a place for any who will believe in Him. Do you want to fill that hole I was talking about? Do you want the joy and the hope of eternal life? You don't have to clean up before you come to Jesus. You'll never be clean on your own. That's why you need Him. Come to Him, and you are saved. No man is promised tomorrow. I pray that this has met your heart, and I hope the Spirit works with you. And if you would, please just say this prayer with me right now if you want Jesus in your soul. Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner who's not worthy of your love and grace. I acknowledge my sin, and I'm sorry for it. I believe you are God, and you died for me to have eternal life, and raised from the dead so I too could raise from the dead, to spend eternity with you. Please enter my heart and cleanse me from the sin in my life. Forgive me and fill me with your Spirit, which gives life. If you prayed this and you meant it, praise God. You're one of my brothers now, and you are born again. You have an inheritance with God and are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You will never be alone or forsaken. Get a Bible, find a church, and let Jesus be the God of your life. Praise Him every day. He went through a lot so you could be saved. If you didn't say that prayer, you may never say that prayer, and I'm sorry. But I know this. My job is done. I've given the word. Jesus says, I have come and I have given them your word, Father. And I know that Isaiah said that God's word will not return unto him void. It will accomplish that which pleases him. So I know that someone out there, even if only one person who we made these music discs for, receives the word and comes to Christ, that's my purpose. I thank you again. Praise God. And Jesus Christ is Lord.